Hoo-ha! Welcome back to a new episode, new style, new Moogles, Koopo, boys, back at you. This is Musical Moogle, Quick Attack.
Quick Attack.
Huzzah! Jazz. Yeah, right. Jazz. And basically, we're already drunk. We did not think this through. We have a new recording set up. We wanted to give it a shot, and honestly, we've just been listening to some fun randos. We had a good episode recently with our friend Brandon, guy that I do music with, and we kind of just wanted to jump back in and do some more randos. You know, we have a problem with doing very long episodes, and I thought, Tony and I just thought, you know what, let's just kind of see how this goes. We'll just do a
quick attack.
Quick attack, jazz. So that's what we're doing. We're just going to listen to some.
We're just going to jump in.
We're just going to listen to some jazz music right now.
I swear to God, if it's not jazz, I'm going to be very upset.
I suppose. Well, I don't. Maybe we should do the regular normal intro. Welcome to the Musical Moogle. My name's Zach. That's Tony. We talk about video game music and composers and shit, and that's great. And haha, funny joke. Here it comes. Who do you think you could beat, Tony? 100 Kuko-sized Koji Kondos or 1 Koji Kondo-sized Kuko?
Oh, you're throwing that. Okay. 1 Koji Kondo-sized Kuko.
What would you
rather
fight?
I don't know
fight?
How big he is. I don't know how big he is. What's. How?
Hold on.
Let me Google.
Well, no, this is a quick attack. We can't. You can't go slow.
Shit. Okay.
Who do you want to fight? 100 Koji Kondo-sized Kukos?
No, I want 1 Koji Kondo-sized Kuko. Because, I mean, that's like 5'4". Like, and he's, you know, he's nimble. Like, I don't know. I feel like I could dodge that. That's fine. Anyway, we're going to go into our first song of the day, the night, because this is Quick Attack.
It's Quick Attack.
To the build up. and then they're just kind of, I mean, this is kind of jazzy.
I was about to say, we did say jazz.
Yeah. I don't know.
Let's go into the slowest song possible.
Yeah. I like this though. This is good. I really don't like that last note that they ended on. We're just throwing it out there. That was good though. I mean that. Yeah. Okay. We were hoping to lead up to some big energy.
Brought a little too much from the start.
Really. I mean, we did say jazz. So here. Okay. So I'm getting jazz vibes. You're getting jazz vibes. But where are these jazz vibes coming from?
They're coming from the X68000.
Maybe.
Legitimately. Actually. We didn't start this episode off like normal or like anything else. Normally, we would talk about what we've been playing recently. I started playing Star Ocean, the original one, recently. I posted about it on the Instagram, which if anyone is curious, you can find us at The Musical Moogle on Instagram. I've been playing Star Ocean, the first one's remade on the PlayStation, and it's just really given me those vibes from that time period, like late SNES, early PlayStation 1 kind of stuff.
I like it. So that's original PlayStation. Is it like is it a remake? Is it a port? Because I haven't played any of them, except for Until the End of Time a little bit.
Well, so Star Ocean was one of my favorite series, and by favorite series, I mean the first three games, and that's most people's, because they've remade the first three games a lot, but none of the other ones. But no, it originally came out in Japan, so it was just on the Super Famicom, but then when it came to America, it was the second Star Ocean was ported from PlayStation to PlayStation. It was just, you know, translated, and then the first one got brought to America, I think, on PSP. I think PSP was the first time the first Star Ocean got brought over to America. But since then, the second Star Ocean, which has an absolutely terrible translation and is super, super funny.
Good.
Since that one came over and it got a little popular, they've done a bunch of them. In any case, just suffice it to say, this kind of gives me laid back, like, seaside, mountainside town that you're kind of just like visiting. It just gives me those vibes.
I get the town vibes is kind of what I'm getting. I'm getting like a, I don't know, it kind of feels like I'm on a date. I don't know, maybe it's like a dating. Yeah. I started getting a bunch of like visual novel soundtracks because who thinks
chill
about that, right? And it's most, I think it's mostly like that type of music. So I don't know, that's the vibe I'm getting, like going out on a date, you know, in the bottom of the sea or next to the sea or somewhere in the sea.
That helps with the note that they ended on, too, because it's
I hate that note so much.
Where does it go?
I understand it, though, from a jazz perspective.
From a jazz
perspective. But I fucking hate it. I hope it stops. All right, so let's see. So you think Star Ocean. I don't even know what platform, honestly. You said 68,000. It kind of sounds like the chip. So let's see. That's my guess.
It gives it that error at the very least.
It does. Oh, it is. Okay, I gotta hold on. It's
yeah, everybody, okay. Give him a second, folks. No,
hold on. I'm trying to figure out what this is. Okay, so the game is called Area 88, and it appears to be an arcade game. Huh. And I'm going to put a question mark on that because I just want to make sure I'm not full of shit. Area 88, arcade. One sec.
I'm typing that in.
Wait, is
UN Squadron?
It's UN Squadron. That's the local game. What the heck?
Oh.
Okay, so that's fun, and it's a Capcom game.
Wow. What? So does that song have a number, a name, or anything like that?
Okay, so the song title is called Last Ranking. So I'm assuming maybe it's like an ending credits or like, you know, like a
Last
score.
Ranking makes me feel like, yeah, it's like the you died. Mm-hmm. Or something, and like you got not to say last place, but like you didn't make the list.
It's a fucking shmup. Every time it's a shmup. Do they make like dating game shmups? Like, can you
shoot your prospective dates?
you have to like shoot them like, I don't know, like compliments or something.
The big bad enemy guy is their dad. Is
oh,
the girl's
shit.
Dad. The girl or guy's dad.
Get to
that'd
fucking
be fun.
Murder their parents. Like, just that's really good. It's fucked up.
All right, quick attack. Next song.
Quick attack. Let's go.
Where is the
it's
energy?
It's all the
why
energy.
Is everything
it's
slow?
All the energy.
If this doesn't kick in with some like drum and bass or something,
it's gonna go straight into like Tibetan throat singing or something. Oh, okay. All right. That xylophone's going hog wild. Thank you.
Okay. Okay. Maybe I was a little harsh. Maybe I was upset because it wasn't super upbeat at first.
It picked up.
I like that.
It picked up.
That really gives me like I don't even want to say like early game, but like at some point you finally made it to like a seaside resort. Like it's just supposed to be chill. Like something crazy happened. I mean, honestly, I legitimately got Chrono Cross vibes. Not Chrono Trigger, but Chrono Cross, the second one on PlayStation 1. Like right around when you start a lot of the early game, it's super island focused. It really has this islander feel to it. I mean, I could really imagine, I could see it being in a game like that, or honestly, like something, again, I probably said it in a previous fucking episode, but like Atelier focused, where it's just really heavy menuing and happy video game time.
It's a menu like, basically. You know, it's a menu like genre game.
The menu like?
For sure. Yeah, it's a menu like. I can see that. Honestly, the Chrono Cross is a good. It's got like, it's very wet, you know, it's got a lot of sea vibes. Very wet. Very chill.
Very wet marimba.
Yeah, with this, or I guess, is it a marimba? I don't know. Xylophone, that's kind of what it sounds like, or a vibraphone even. Ooh, right? Putting in a jazz.
And tubular.
To me, I'm thinking, and this is, I'm throwing it out there, I'm thinking like a Rune Factory. I'm thinking like a crafty game, farming game, something like that. That's what I'm thinking.
It's definitely not a racer or a shmup.
If it's a shmup, I swear to God, I'm going to delete every shmup soundtrack. No, I would never do that. I would never do that. Shmups, no, please don't leave. Okay, so let's see what it is. This is in complete Japanese. R. Tonelico 2. A-R Tonelico 2 for the PlayStation 2.
So
this is a JRPG.
Melody of Metaphalica. Oh, Metaphalatio. Tell me what it is, because this looks like a menuing game.
Is this
Trias?
Google. R. Tonelico 2. Menuing-like? Right.
Anybody out there got their favorite menu? Like, oh my god, this game sells like for $300.
Yikes! This looks like a Maple Story ass JRPG for all those listeners out there. We usually have show notes, so we'll have some screenshots in case you want to look it up. But it looks like a Maple Story like 2D JRPG. Not a lot of motion. A lot of menus. Probably has a lot of menus.
Lot of menus.
And
no, it does actually, it's giving me Star Ocean vibes if Star Ocean wasn't made by Tri-Ace, if it was made by these people.
I mean, right?
It looks interesting enough to me. I know we should be talking about the song. The song was good. I like it.
I think
that was super good. I've never heard of the developer, though. It's Gust.
Oh, Gust makes the actual Atelier series. I'm almost certain. Let me Google that.
I'm going to fucking kill someone. I'm just happy that I know video games so well. But truthfully,
It's made by Gust. I was right.
Hey, there you go.
You're right. Yep.
For some reason, it just gives me those, like, it gives me early PS2 vibes where it's like the developers were making a PS1 game and then had to finish making a PS2 game and they got to add a bunch of cool stuff to it. It just, I don't know. It seems like super early PS2, but I guess we could figure that question out. Anyway, true. Talking about the song, it's great. Talking about the game, who knows? I've never played it.
Right. I like the song, though. I mean, it definitely, and unfortunately, the track, the soundtrack is A, in all Japanese, and B, they're just listed as numbers. So I will try and find the actual song and put it in the show notes. So I don't actually know where this is coming from, but I would venture to say something like you mentioned, where like kind of seaside, or you know, maybe like a small village somewhere, something cozy, you know, supposed to feel comfortable.
Yeah. I really do want to check this game out. I might actually do that. If anybody wants to donate $350 to the Musical Moogle Fund, we'll stream playing this game. So do that.
Yes, please do. But in the meantime, quick attack.
That's a quick attack.
We'll be right back. shit.
Whoa, we finally got our energy.
Maximum riffage. The energy. I don't know, something
full
about that.
Tonage.
It's like when you like Google like epic guitar riff, like that riff comes up. Like,
You know what? When we were just on with Brandon the other day, I had a song on there. The song that I had on that episode, it's kind of giving me those vibes where it feels like the horns, I think, are synthetic, but like, and the drums are synthetic, but like, I'm pretty sure it's somebody actually playing a guitar. It sounds like it's from a PS2 game. It's giving me those like tech mech vibes. Just maybe that's because that's what it was the last time I heard a song like this, but it's giving me those vibes. PS2, Xbox vibes, something like that. Not GameCube. Definitely. This would have never been on a GameCube.
No, absolutely. There's nothing GameCube about this. Except maybe the fucking the riff.
That's Super F-Zero.
I like PS2. Yeah. Well, it would have nothing but leads for like 13 minutes. So I'm just like, just whammy bars all the way down. I like the mech idea though, and definitely PS2 like that. Is that generation six? I don't.
There's a reason that matter? I never speak about generations.
Like I don't even care enough to fucking know. But anyway, I'm trying to think here. Like it kind of sounds like a beat 'em up type game, like a Dynasty Warriors, just because I'm so used to hearing those like guitar riffs.
Oh, sure.
You know what I mean?
Which, can we please spend an hour talking about how the music from like the Dynasty Warriors series and the Samurai Warriors series just like completely does not go with the game series at all? Like, yes, it is like
a high beat, octane.
Like, let's high octane, high energy. Let's go kill some dudes. But like
it's the best soundtrack for like little... listening to 4,000 people grunt for, you know, 30, 40 hours. Like,
I'm pretty sure there's somebody in this game who uses a shamisen as a weapon, and there's not a single song on this album, on this OST, that has a shamisen in it.
It's all guitar. It's all
it's like 17 guitars.
It's all guitar the entire time. There's nothing else. Maybe flutes. There's like a flute or two.
No, there's always got to be flutes. If it's coming out of Japan...
And I didn't hear any flutes in this song, so this is definitely not a Dynasty Warriors song. Okay, that's off the table.
Definitely off the table.
I still say like some sort of like beat 'em up kind of a deal. Like I'm fighting, I'm beating, and I'm upping. Like it's definitely beat 'em up. That's my thought. So let's see. Oh, it is.
It's Pokemon.
Nope, I fucking had it. Dynasty Warriors Gundam.
You're kidding! Oh, it's the Gundam. We were both right.
We were, yeah, mech and
it's Dynasty Warriors and mechs.
Let's go. And this is apparently a PS3 game. Oddly enough, so it says Gundam Musou 2 for the PlayStation 3. So let me make
now sure. Wait a second, because there was I'm pretty sure it was on PlayStation 3, but it may have been on
maybe
PlayStation 4. There was I think it's called like Gundam Fights or something like that. Let me see if I can find this, because...
It is Dynasty Warriors Gundam 2 for PS3. That's the English localized name. So
I know that there was a Gundam game that my buddy and I tried to get, and he pre-ordered it. I got like the demo and whatnot. And
is it Gundam Breaker?
Garbage.
Is it the fighting one?
It was a fighting one,
something
but
like
it was Garbo. It was Hot Garbo.
Shame. Yeah, but unfortunately, most of the Gundam games are kind of garbage. They're fun though, or they can
be. It was. I don't think it was the Dynasty Warrior run, but in any case, next song is Iron Shield.
Ooh, I think you're a little late there on the cymbal work there, pal. You're a little delayed. Why is it off beat?
Is it off? It sounds
almost off. The cymbals are like on the half note. It's weird. It's throwing me off. forgot that's right. I'm vibing to this. This is good.
Oh, I like this. This is really into this.
Minus this, like, I don't know. I'll point it out. Hold on. Like that.
Ah.
Let's see. What are you doing? What are you doing?
Chaboom. Chaboom.
Yeah.
I think it's doing.
It's like a quarter note or something, but anyway.
It's something weird. I hear what you're hearing, though.
Yeah. This is good, though. I like the lead. It's so distracting.
Yo, I'm gonna be honest. I'm like straight up into that.
That's really good.
Talking about a beat 'em up. That gives me like Dreamcast or not Dreamcast, but Genesis or SNES, something around that era, right? Like
something it's just, sprite-y, you know?
Yeah, it's got either a beat 'em up kind of vibe or a Rocky and Pocky kind of vibe.
That's a good call. Actually, Pocky and Rocky's a really good.
Like, I always do that backwards, yeah.
It's got that, I don't know if it's a scale or if it's, or like, I don't know, just like it sounds. I hate to say it. It sounds Japanese, right?
It's got the Asian
right?
vibe,
like,
to it.
Yeah, it does.
It's like, just it has the style. That it's the scale.
Or, yeah. I like the Mega Drive makes sense, though. Or SNES. It's definitely sprite-y. Definitely has, a bottle of Sprite.
Yeah, in my experience, and, like, this is where there are other podcasts out there with people who are definitely more knowledgeable about the intricacies and, like, specific chips that were used in specific consoles and why you wouldn't be able to hear this type of sound in this console versus this one from the same period. Maybe Tony and I don't have all of that knowledge, but I feel like I think I just like this just has like the Genesis vibe to me or somewhere around that time, you know.
Maybe it's the bass. I feel like the bass sounds like the Genesis. Like the Genesis has a very distinct
a little bit more. Yeah. It's more fat and less plunky. Like the SNES is a bit more boom, boom, boom in the way that it like pushes like as much as it can out of the low end.
But right, it pushes Genesis the plunk. Actually, is what you're trying to say. End. It pushes the plunk. I get it. I'm trying.
Well, let's find out. Now I want to know what this is.
Okay, let's go ahead. We'll jump in. Let's see what it is. This is Chun-Li's theme. Hold on. This is a Jotei Senki Level 4 Heroines Forever X68000.
Hold on. Can you submit? Wait. Spell that. Jotei Senkai or Senkai? Yeah,
I'll post it. I'll post it. One sec.
We're gonna intermission while I figure out what the fuck this is.
It's this right here. It looks like, honestly, some sort of fan X68000 homebrew fighting game.
Where did you post this?
It'll be in the Discord. In the general.
That's
it right there. So, to all the lovely Mooglekin out there who hasn't listened a lot, the X68000 is a amazing Japanese home computer. But
this
it was
amazing.
Really, really good for like playing games, like arcade quality and all that stuff. What is this? I'm trying to
load the page that has the information about. Oh no, that's just a
I found. I found I gameplay. This literally looks like a fan fighting game. Like this is like Mugen in 1996 or something.
Yeah, here. Let me.
It's
let
literally
me pop Chun-Li. This on.
Or Chun-Li. I'm sorry.
I mean, this looks awesome. I love this
style. It
does
look good.
It's very early mid-90s.
Wow, this is cool. That kind of makes it definitely makes sense.
Wow. I mean, hey, good example of the plethora of music choices that we have to listen through.
Yeah.
No, this is super gnarly. And I mean, it being a like, oh god, it really makes me wonder like what early game modders were like, right? People who actually took like, because this straight up, that is Chun-Li's sprite from Street Fighter 2. And it's just like, did somebody like just straight up take this art and like rework it, or how much of the gameplay, etc.? Like, Because, I mean, this is super cool. This is super interesting, and it makes me wonder, like, all that. Fuck, on the last episode, we were talking about Cookies Bustle.
Cookies Bustle.
Cookies Bustle.
We're going to be doing a live stream on Twitch for that. Don't you worry.
Where is it? I have to post a picture of this real quick so we can get this up on the website, because this is not Chun-Li's original art. This is not Chun-Li's original sprite art.
Oh my god.
Oh no, I don't have my fucking... Let me just send this to you real quick.
Yeah, send that to me. I'll look at it. But it's interesting. I do like the song, and honestly, I'd like to, and I'll take a look and see. This almost sounds like maybe just ported from Street Fighter 2. You know, maybe someone used MIDI, like you mentioned. It's fascinating because for especially this platform, this 68,000, you look up information on it, especially the games. You find literally nothing but like some gameplay footage and maybe like the company, and that's it, right? Like there's no history, there's no developer notes of like, oh, this is a fun fact of this. Like, nope, this was nothing. An original like homebrew game from 1993 or something. Like, it's, I feel like there's a lot of history missing for this specific console platform PC.
Honestly, it's cool. I'm not a super my Japanese is not super good. It's enough to get by in conversation and whatnot, but I could not like go into forums and just start deep diving into stuff. But my experience has been is that while there is a lot of like people, developers, like in America or Europe who may have posted online or had a bunch of information out there, or like, oh, here's notes in like a book that I kept, and I'll just post some info online. Like, you just don't get that same type of like information dropping out of Japan, you know. Yeah. It'll be, somebody will have recorded aired one time live in Japan, and they will record it on their VHS, but they won't go out and post all the information from themselves if they were the ones who worked on the game or something. You know what I mean?
Oh, absolutely.
So it's like so many times, like, this information just won't be out there because it, you know, It was a project that I did, and I was working for this small company at a time, and then we released it, and it was whatever, and it didn't do very well. Yeah, there exactly. You go. There's all the information,
dude,
guys.
That's it. Honestly, the entirety of the internet is like three sentences on like a forum post in like 2001. Yep. The guy hasn't like done anything in the games industry since. I don't know if anyone out there is interested. They're like, video game preservation is a really interesting like deep dive of like, there's so much stuff got documented. So I have a couple things, and I can post links for some places that I follow, but it's fascinating to go through, and like, these people will go out of their way to dig through, you know, all this stuff, Japanese Yahoo auctions, and like, here's like a developer CD for like the first build of Super Mario World, right? Like, that just got released about a month ago. It's crazy.
I found this shoebox that had like a bunch of old pornography and also an unlabeled disc. So I put it in my computer, and it was an early edition of fucking whatever video game, because this was from the director's house or whatever, right. You know, like, yeah. Or the developer's house. And it's just worse than that is when you go to a fucking YouTube video or something, and it just, there's like the like a forum post, and somebody's like, oh man, I remember playing that as a kid, and their account's been deleted, and they haven't had any interaction since 2004.
Yep. And
all 30 comments are like, where did he go? What was it like? Tell me.
You know, it's like, oh yeah, I was friends with Kojima back in the day. Yeah, he worked on this crazy game called like Scrungly's Adventure. Yeah, it was a crazy game, Scrungly's Adventure. And
Scrungle's Bungle, the follow up to Scrungly's Adventure.
Yeah, Scrungly's Adventure, and Kojima was like, yeah, I don't really like this, and then it's in a box somewhere. And and then just like the last activity for this user was like 2002, and like it's like, no, where is it? Scrungly's Adventures, you know, it's out there somewhere. But anyway, this is Quick Attack, and it's time to move on to the next song. Maybe it's Scrungly's Adventure.
I don't know if we're ever going to be able to do a Quick Attack again, because it feels like we haven't been we've been pretty unlucky with these Quick songs.
It's a lot of Quick Attack.
No, somber. Quick Attack. Yay.
And now, no, thank you for tuning next, in, everyone.
No. Next song.
All right, we're skipping. Okay. The first skip.
It's Quick Attack, go!
Oh my god!
Na 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 na.
Wait, I know this song. You know this song too. Yo. This is our
breathing
time.
Thank you everyone for coming to the Musical Moogles first episode of Quick Attack. This is what it's been like. So,
this is why we're here, everyone. You want high octane video game music? This is it. This is peak.
Like,
I don't want to skip
like
it because it's so good.
Like Dragon Quest II introduction song. That's
it's pretty much, yeah. Dragon Quest 1 through 10 to 11. I feel disrespectful if I skip it, though. That's the problem. I feel like I can't skip this.
No, it's Quick Attack, go!
I know this song too.
I swear to fucking God, if it doesn't pick
song.
Up.
All right, Quick Attack number 3. Let's go. Okay.
I like the science bird noises.
Ooh. We got it.
Now that's a Quick Attack.
Koichi Sugiyami is fucking turning in his grave. He's like, how dare you? It's like drum and bass jazz. I like it. It's like fusion.
This is exactly what we wanted when we started Quick Attack.
Yeah.
Dude, that's chill. Are you there? Ah, Tony, don't tell me you died right in the middle of recording?
No. No, absolutely not. No, why would we do something like that? No, I was just trying to say, even though it didn't come through, is that this is the Quick Attack I wanted, right? This is like it's drum and bass, high energy, a little bit of jazz, though. The kind of sounds out of key to me. I don't know if you were feeling that.
I was mentioning Star Ocean earlier. They've actually got a very similar vibe to this in the later series. When we're talking about like Until the End of Time, the PlayStation 2 one, that concept of like there's no wrong notes in jazz. I get it.
That's true.
But you were recording this and writing it, so it's not like you fucked up live.
Right? That's very true.
I think it's chill. I mean, you said it right. This is a bit more what we were hoping for. We always joke about when we're going to get our first drama reading.
It's going to happen soon. It has
to. Statistically, it has to happen soon.
Like, I have at least probably, like, 30 to 40 in there. So, like, out of the, what, 90,000 tracks that I have now, it's going to happen.
Can't wait. It's a percentage.
I'm going to make you listen to the entire thing.
to quote that kid from Angels in the Outfield, it could happen.
It could, and it will. All right, what game do you think this is from?
So I was trying to think, I didn't really have any anything. It wasn't really pulling me anywhere, but then I remembered, right. Oh, that's exactly what Sega does. So I think that it is, it's giving me some type of Sonic vibes. And I don't mean to just say, like, straight up, like, Sonic, but there was a point where there was, like, this, like, bling, bling, like, effect that kind of got added in.
Oh, it's Sonic, somewhere. Sonic, that's it.
Well, it really did. It gave the vibe, right? You know how when you, like, get, like, the... You know how when it's Sonic, it's Sonic? It's Sonic.
It's just Sonic. You hear it and you're like, oh shit, that's Sonic the Hedgehog.
No, but straight up, like Dreamcast era, it feels like it's over-compressed. It feels like there's definitely a higher quality version of this, but it doesn't exist anywhere.
Right. I certainly can't find it, obviously. So I like the Dreamcast. We got it.
Tony, I'm not, just because we've had back-to-back bad rips on our episodes.
The worst rips ever.
I'm not, nobody's judging you.
Wait until we play Pumpkin Hill in mono. Don't you fucking worry. We're playing Sonic Yoshi 2 Pumpkin. Ting, ting, ting. But I like Dreamcast, just to pull us back here. Dreamcast makes the most sense. I kind of feel like it's like almost a Jet Set Radio, Jack Ryan Radio.
Forgot which. Oh, yeah, sure, sure. Jack
something
Ryan,
like that. Jack Ryan, yeah. I don't know. Dreamcast seems like a good system. I wasn't, when I was listening to it, I hate to say, I feel like every song today has been, the PS2, it's a PlayStation game. But this may actually be Dreamcast. Let's see what it is. Oh, interesting. It's Ray Crisis for the arcade, and it's a shmup.
Oh, well, wasn't Ray Crisis ported to the Genesis?
Ray Crisis is a PlayStation game, I think. Let me check. Yeah, Ray Crisis is arcade and...
It's PlayStation. There you go, PlayStation 1.
And PlayStation 1. Yep, so, okay.
But I mean, right era, it made sense.
Yeah.
In my opinion, the reason that I went with the Dreamcast over just PlayStation, just as a disc system, is... How do I say this right? It's that compression. There's some like artifacting and whatnot. Like there's a quality that I expect from the Dreamcast and its interpretation of sound. And it wasn't the exact same thing. I don't know. I don't know what I'm saying. I'm just here to listen to music and get drunk.
Yeah. Big same. All right. Next song. I know exactly what this is, and I'm curious to see if you pick up on it.
I have no fucking clue.
Are you
I'm not
kidding
picking
me?
Up on
oh,
anything.
Oh, hell yeah.
Super Mario Sunshine.
Yep. It's the sequel, Super Mario, you know, fucking...
Super Mario Moonshines. Mario gets real fucking drunk.
Mario goes to the Appalachian Mountains. I'm really curious on your guess, because I know what game this is from. I don't know the song, but... and I can give you the tells for it, too, but I want to know what you... What
well,
you
let
say.
Me... Let's listen a minute, and then I've got a guess. Let's go ahead and pull out. Let's just accept that nobody's going to finish tonight. Let's just pull out.
It's time. As soon as the bam, 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 bam. That's how you know the date's over.
So
when that starts
is
playing.
Is it from Metal Gear?
Nope.
Is it a Metal Gear song?
Nope.
Okay.
It has guns, though. I'll tell you. I'll give guns. You one hint. It's got guns.
Is it from the PS3 game Gun?
It's a really good guess, but no.
And it is correct, but no.
You actually got it, and I'm incredibly surprised, but no, absolutely not. It can't be from that game.
Okay, so... Just because I have terrible luck with guessing arcade cabinets, because I never guess arcade cabinets, I did not. I grew up with arcade cabinets in my fucking basement, and I'm still not an arcade person as much
shame.
As you
shame
are.
Shame on you.
No, if it isn't some like arcade thing, it has like, I wanted to say something like, again, NES or SNES, it gives me some vibe around that era. But I mean, I really don't have any clue. I don't.
Now, the thing that gives it away for me is the, and I don't even know what effect, all I could say is the effect in the song sounds like you're hitting a giant copper pipe in like three rooms in like a bathroom.
Bong, are you talking about the Kong?
Bong, 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 bong. Like three. You're just like, what the fuck is it? Jimmy, are you pumping on that pipe again? Like, bong, bong. Yeah. Yeah. All right. So this is GoldenEye for the Nintendo 64.
Oh,
that's what
shit.
That is. That's what that is.
My God.
The song is called Multiplayer 8. I don't know what the actual song it is.
Yeah. Yep. Whoa. Wow. I can't believe that I... So I didn't... background. I always get background. I did not grow up with many Nintendo consoles in the house. My Nintendo console were the handhelds. The first time that I had a Nintendo console that was like mine in my house and not at a relative's house or something was a GameCube, and that was
the
because
Game
and I
Watch. Wow.
I bought a fucking Xbox and hated it, so I traded it for a GameCube and didn't hate it. But yeah, no, so I did not grow up playing that, but I really am a little bummed that I didn't. That's funny.
That is very I'm upset funny. Did with you myself. Did you play much GoldenEye or no?
Actually, yes. So one of the first games that I got on GameCube that I fell in love with is a game called 13, XIII, the Roman numerals. Really super fun. It recently got a remake that sucks, so don't play that. Just
classic.
Go out and spend the money. In fact, I'm going to look it up real quick because I'm going to call it. It's going to be like $30. Less, $30 or less. I'm going to type in GameCube.
I'm
going to
say 45. I'm going to
45.
Be...
Okay, let me hit that shopping button real quick and see what we got. 30. For
$18. Can I get a 30? $18?
Hey, 40, 45. That's not bad. 20, 30. Okay, so there we go. Like you could get a good copy of this game and play it, and it'll be good. It gives me 13 was basically my I don't own GoldenEye, but I have this GameCube game.
Budget ass GoldenEye.
Very similar. It's budget ass GoldenEye, but it's I don't want to say way better, but it's
how
super
many golden
good. In any
guns
case,
does it have? Does it have like a, go like a play, brown gun or something?
Go play 13 Stinky if gun. You have. I'm ignoring Tony.
I will. I have not played this good. Or seen this, but I will give it a shot. I do. We should play that. I can't play it next, but anyway, we'll play it on the Twitch channel. All right, we got one more quick attack. For y'all.
That is a quick attack. Where is it?
Quick attack. Oh, okay.
You judged too quickly.
I did. I really did. I'm sorry. I take it back. I already got a guess. I've got an idea.
I have an idea too. I think we're both going to agree it's Game Boy.
It's a Game Boy pinball game. Has to be. There's no other explanation. It's a pinball game.
Okay.
Has to be a pinball game.
I accept that you say pinball game, and I actually thought River King first.
What the? I mean, that's tempting because I know both of those games have slapping soundtracks, so that's
Well, and the thing is. The truth is that it could be a lot of Game Boy games.
Yeah.
So many Game Boy soundtracks are banger, but
all of them are almost.
Due to what it has to work with, a lot of things like can be, what's the word I'm looking for here? Dumbed down. So like you could take Michael Jackson's Thriller and turn it into a Game Boy chiptune and it'd be super fun and recognizable. But like you could also slightly vary that tune and it would just sound like a Game Boy song, right? It would just sound like a Game Boy chiptune song. I think that the Game Boy is amazing, and I think it's got a lot of really good songs and it's got a fun sound, but I personally think that a lot of Game Boy songs end up blending together simply because they can't, like, vary too much.
Well, yeah, because you only have, how many channels? And, like,
exactly.
All the drums kind of have the same, they have a very, one of the best things about Game Boy music and why it's so popular for, like, chiptune artists is because you have such a limited amount of channels and sounds to work with, because it's so easy to get in, but it's so unique, right? Like, you can make all kinds of stuff, and it always sounds really good, but it does make it difficult to be like, that's an adventure game, that's a, you know, Pokemon game.
Yeah,
you know?
And that's more of what I'm trying to get through here. It's like, obviously, you're going to have a good soundtrack on the Game Boy as long as you have a good composer. I don't think that that's in question here. I do just think that, like, as long as you have a good song, it's going to sound fun on the Game Boy as a chiptune version. I think that's more of
to
say.
I've heard bad Game Boy music, though. Like, and the next bad music compilation, I've got a couple Game Boy tracks that are just, like, ear shredding. So, but what do you think about, like, genre? So, like, obviously it's hard to pinpoint, but, like, what does that make you feel?
Legitimately, the reason I had said like River King is it gives me it gives me the idea of mobility. It gives me the idea of like being on a river raft and like going down river. You could be in a Legend of Zelda game with something like this. Obviously, not Legend of Zelda. Excuse me. But
the burp has spoken. Let us see if it is Legend of Zelda. No, it's not. Who would have thought that it wasn't Legend of Zelda?
Who would have thought?
It is apparently Battle Kid Fortress of Peril for the Nintendo Entertainment System and not the Game Boy at all, because we're fucking idiots. Because we're fucking stupid is what we are.
We're fucking dingus. Well, thanks for coming into a Quick Attack episode. If you want more of this, great, because we're...
If you like the episode, let us know. We would certainly like to do more of them, just off the cuff, quick, and definitely lots of Game Boy music for sure. Lots of it.
So if you're looking for high energy, Quick Attack style music, come here, because all we've got is dirges, apparently.
If you want
dirges and pad music from Oblivion that we have to skip.
Do you want to feel like you're at a funeral on your Game Boy? Well, tune into the Musical Moogle Quick Attack and we'll be able to give you whatever you need. Anyway, thanks for tuning in, everyone. Until next time.
Thank you. I've been drinking too much. The outros go way worse when I've been drinking.
It's really good. We got it. We nailed it. All right.
Oh. You didn't think we'd leave you without a new theme song, did you?
Goodbye. Oh, your father keeps your hand. Relation has grown to death.